知行英语。Listen and share.
The Coffee Cup.神秘的咖啡杯。Every day, a half-empty cup of coffee was on that table when I opened and the chair was pulled back. I knew the restaurant manager inspected the dining room before locking up at night. So I believe the dinner crew when they denied leaving it. The only employee on duty at night was one of two graveyard shift desk clerks. Yet, they both denied doing it.And it really made no sense for them to leave the front desk unattended and risk being fired just to go through the hassle of unlocking the dining room to sit in there and drink coffee at a back table when there was a coffee and a television at the front desk. The hotel had no security guard, so that was not an available explanation either. Around the end of August,I again got to the dining room after the kitchen crew had turned on the kitchen lights. As I entered the dining room, I again saw the silhouette of someone sitting at the table. I was not going to let the person escape again before finding out who it was. So, without turning away to turn on the lights, I walked straight across the dining room toward where this person was seated.
每天我开门后都会看到一个半空的咖啡杯放在桌上，椅子被拉了出来。我知道饭店的经理每天晚上锁门前都会检查餐厅，所以我相信餐厅职员的话，那杯子不会是他们放的。晚上就只有两个值夜班的接待人员之一在前台，可是他们也说自己没有去过餐厅，而且他们也没有道理会把前台放着不管，然后冒着会被开除的危险，不怕麻烦地打开餐厅的门，坐在一张靠近厨房的桌子旁边喝咖啡。况且前台有咖啡喝，有电视看，酒店没有保安，所以我也找不到什么别的解释了。八月底的一天，我到餐厅的时候，厨房的员工已经开了厨房的灯。我进餐厅时，我又一次看到了有人坐在那张桌子旁的侧影。我要找到这个人到底是谁，再也不能让他逃跑了。所以我没有转过身去开灯，而是直接穿过餐厅朝那个人坐的地方走过去了。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
Every dayA half-empty cup of coffee was on that table when I opened and the chair was pulled back. 每天我开门后都会看到一个半空的咖啡杯放在桌上，椅子被拉了出来。 I knew the restaurant manager inspected the dining room before locking up at night. So I believe the dinner crew when they denied leaving it.
我知道饭店的经理每天晚上锁门前都会检查餐厅，所以我相信餐厅职员的话，那杯子不会是他们放的。
The only employee on duty at night was one of two graveyard shift desk clerks.
晚上就只有两个值夜班的接待人员之一在前台。
Yet, they both denied doing it. And it really made no sense for them to leave the front desk unattended and risk being fired.Just to go through the hassle of unlocking the dining room to sit in there and drink coffee at a back table when there was a coffee and a television at the front desk.
可是他们也说自己没有去过餐厅，而且他们也没有道理会把前台放着不管， 然后冒着会被开除的危险，不怕麻烦地打开餐厅的门，坐在一张靠近厨房的桌子旁边喝咖啡。况且前台有咖啡喝，有电视看。
The hotel had no security guard, so that was not an available explanation either.
酒店没有保安，所以我也找不到什么别的解释了。
Around the end of August, I again got to the dining room after the kitchen crew had turned on the kitchen lights.
八月底的一天，我到餐厅的时候，厨房的员工已经开了厨房的灯。
As I entered the dining room, I again saw the silhouette of someone sitting at the table.
我进餐厅时，我又一次看到了有人坐在那张桌子旁的侧影。
I was not going to let the person escape again before finding out who it was.
我要找到这个人到底是谁，再也不能让他逃跑了。
So, without turning away to turn on the lights,I walked straight across the dining room toward where this person was seated.
所以我没有转过身去开灯，而是直接穿过餐厅，朝那个人坐的地方走过去了。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Inspect,INSPECT,
仔细检查，相当于 look over carefully.
比如 It was strange that nobody inspected my ticket before I got on the train.
很奇怪，我上火车前竟然没有人查看我的票。
Lock up,
动词短语，上锁。
It's not my job to lock up.
上锁不是我分内的事儿。另外Lock 单独做动词可以表示锁门，比如
Don't forget to lock the door,
别忘了锁门。
Employee, E-M-P-L-O-Y-E-E,
雇员，雇主是 employer, 而动词雇用则是 employ, 大家要区分清楚。
On duty,
值班，当班，相反 off duty 就是下班了。
Graveyard shift,
听起来挺吓人的，因为 graveyard 是坟地的意思。其实 graveyard shift 相当于 night shift, 也就是夜班的意思。
Desk clerk,
酒店的接待人员，与 hotel receptionist 意义是相同的。
Make no sense,
这个短语要好好掌握，意思是没什么意思，或者没什么意义。我们平时分析一个事情，可能会说，这个理由听起来有道理，或者说得过去。英语就可以说
This makes sense.
反之就可以说
This doesn't make any sense. Risk being fired,
冒着被解雇的危险，这属于 risk doing something 的用法。
Go through the hassle to do something,
不辞劳苦，不顾麻烦地去做某事。
Hassle,H-A-S-S-L-E,
麻烦，相当于 trouble.
Security guard,
保安。
Escape, E-S-C-A-P-E,
动词逃跑。
比如 A lion has escaped from its cage,
有一头狮子从笼中逃走了。
Walk straight across,
直接走过去。
Be seated,
就坐，坐着。开会参加其他集会活动时，可能会听到主持人说
Ladies and gentlemen, please be seated.
女士们、先生们，请就坐。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。